This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for the Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family.
कांग्रेस ने राजनीति का एक ऐसा मॉडल तैयार किया था जिसमें झूठ फरेब भ्रष्टाचार परिवारवाद तुष्टिकरण सबका गालमेल था जहां सबका गालमेल हो वहां सबका साथ हो ही नहीं सकता कांग्रेस के मॉडल में सर्वोपरि है फैमिली फर्स्ट
Mr. Modi said the journey from being a developing to developed nation passes through infrastructure development. He said 25 crore people of the country have moved out of poverty and became part of the new middle class. Mr. Modi also talked about Mudra Yojana and Startup India scheme, saying the initiatives are fulfilling the dreams of millions of people. He said the government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth. After the Prime Minister's reply, the Upper House adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address, negating the amendments of several opposition MPs by a voice vote. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the USA today rocked both houses of Parliament as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to increase legal mobility. Dr. Jaishankar made similar statement in the Lok Sabha amid din by the opposition members. As the ruckus continued after his statement, the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. The government today informed the Rajya Sabha that the construction of 12 nuclear power plants have been accorded administrative approval and financial sanction since 2014. In a written reply, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions and Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh said 10 indigenous 700 megawatt pressurized heavy water reactors will be set up in fleet mode and 2 units of light water reactors will be set up in cooperation with the Russian Federation at Kudankulam. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Secretary of Defence Pete Hegseth today reviewed the India-US defence cooperation spanning across multiple domains including land, air, maritime and space. During their phone conversation, Mr. Singh congratulated Mr. Hegseth for his appointment as the US Secretary of Defence. Both the leaders appreciated the bilateral defence partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to deepen the ties. Janjatiya Yuva Kumbh was organized at the Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj today under the Janjati Sanskritik Samagam. More than 8,000 tribal youths from across the country participated in the Yuva Kumbh. During the event, 25 youth from different states who have done excellent work for the tribal community were awarded. All preparations are in the final phase for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be taken up on Saturday. Overall, 60.42% of voters exercised their franchise in yesterday's polling to decide the political fate of 699 candidates. In men's cricket, India registered a dominant 4-wicket victory over England in the first ODI of the 3-match series in Nagpur. With the win, the men in blue are leading the series 1-0. Chasing a target of 249 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 251 for the loss of 6 wickets in 38.4 overs. Earlier opting to bat after winning the toss, England were bundled out for 248 runs in 47.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.